The steepest declines were in Europe and developing countries. All 18 West European stock markets were down sharply. London's main market average fell nearly 9%, its biggest drop in nearly two decades. The Russian index fell 19%. In Brazil and Russia, trading was briefly halted. The panic selling followed a weekend in which several central banks took action to insure deposits to prevent a run on savings institutions. A German and a Dutch bank were rescued by government action. The euro, used in 12 EU countries, fell by a record 6% against the Japanese yen and was down sharply against the US dollar. The US currency is at a 14-month high against the euro at $1.34. Gold soared 5% and oil sank below $89 a barrel. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 370 points at 99.56. The index had been down 800 points earlier in the session. It's the lowest Dow close in 4 years. Economists are expecting early action to reduce global interest rates as part of a coordinated strategy to keep economies growing. Many experts say the U.S. economy has slipped into recession, as the stock market is now down 30% and consumer spending is slowing. Sandy Batten, an economist at J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, anticipates a long and deep recession.
In terms of a modal forecast, I think we're looking for growth that's a recession that we haven't seen the depths of in the last 20 years, but we haven't had but two recessions in the last 30 years.
The down markets follow last week's approval of a $700 billion U.S. measure to buy up the bad loans of U.S. banks. Some analysts say market participants believe the problem requires an even bigger government response. Estimates are that financial institutions have lost nearly $1 trillion on bad loans associated with the downturn in the U.S. real estate market. Portions of those loans were sold to financial institutions around the world. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.